How much blood did you lose?
A lot.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What time is it?
So let me check the old watch and eater. 11:11.
11:11.
Yeah, your clock says different.
Not AM. PM.
What?
PM.
What does that even mean?
It stands for penis.
Macho man.
Penis macho man.
Ooh, yeah, like my penis.
That was a good macho man.
That was really him. He walked by. He left. Oh, bye, macho man. He's going to probably call the show later. You never know who could call up our show.
Last semester, I had a teacher, a professor named Stephen Savage.
He must
Me and another called him Macho Man.
Randy Savage?
Not his face or anything.
Oh.
He's just a tool.
Sounds like you're a pussy.
Okay, but I just didn't...
Well, one time, I had a teacher in college.
Yeah?
Named,
Macho Man.
Macho Man.
What'd you call him? Professor Macho? Professor Savage?
Yeah, that's what I called him. He said... You know what his problem was? He just had to poop.
Yeah.
Macho Man, yeah.
That was his problem?
Yeah.
We got a very angry phone call.
What?
Yeah. You didn't hear this yet.
I'm a little cheesed.
We got an angry phone call.
I play it, but don't play it if it's going to make me cry.
It might make you cry. I don't think we should play it.
You know what?
What?
I won't cry.
Alright, I'm playing it.
Careful.
What's up, motherfucking punk? This is Hoo Ha down on the Flim Flaw, and I'm singing the praises of I Heart Snacks. Dope cheese, motherfuckers!
That guy didn't sound angry.
He did. He started out with, he said, motherfucker.
I guess he was pretty angry.
That was Hoo Ha down at the Flim Flam.
Yeah.
Flim Flam.
He wasn't angry at us, though, at least.
It was Chad from Me and the Bean.
Me and the Bean, what's that?
It's a podcast.
Can you find it at meandthebean.com?
You can.
And on iTunes?
Yeah, on iTunes.
Good. Glad you got louder for that.
Of course I'm on
iTunes. Hey, guess what I did today?
What?
I went to see a musician. Friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah, you got a musician friend?
Well,
Shakira? You went to see Shakira?
I went to see Shakira. Oh. But while I was there, I was also with somebody I work with.
Uh-huh.
And their brother's musician. Guess what?
What?
Totally cool.
Yeah?
Blind.
No way.
He's blind.
Wait, okay, let me guess. What he plays? Does he play the harmonica? Piano?
He plays, I think it's called the Super Piano?
Super Piano.
Or Spano.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where it's like every instrument on a keyboard.
Oh my god.
Kind of like GarageBand, but you can carry it around.
That's cool.
He's also got, you know, a drummer and a bassist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. But guess what?
Yeah.
Okay, we're down here at this place called Otto's. Right from The Simpsons?
Yeah, the bus driver.
There's this cool guy. He's like, I think, at least 100.
Okay.
Probably a million. Big, gigantic glasses.
Yeah, like, but he's blind.
He's not blind. He can see. He has big, gigantic glasses.
Oh, okay.
And a 20-gallon cowboy hat.
Hmm.
Dancing up a storm.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy...
100. A million.
100. Million. 100 million, I think it was. The guy was just dancing like...
Crazy.
I think he was breakdancing. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he spun on his head with the hat on. And then he told me, he's like, hey, Red! And I was like, uh-oh, cowboy wants to dance with me. So I danced with him. And he's like...
You danced.
With the cowboy.
With a 100-year-old cowboy.
100-million-year-old cowboy. Oh, so then he was like, I like your red hair. And I was like...
Let me touch your butt.
So I killed him. He's dead now. I killed the 100-million-year-old cowboy.
Well, he's gonna die soon anyway.
I figured it was a mercy killing. He probably had, like, every form of cancer.
I have life cancer. It's where you die of cancer because you're so old. Because you're, I don't know, life cancer.
That's gotta suck. You know what sucks more? Cancer.
Your mom. Your mom. That's what Wilmer does on that show. He folds his arms like this. Your mom. Does that.
I hate that show.
I do too, but I can't stop watching it.
You're like a MTV junkie whore. Can't believe you watch that show. And next?
Can't believe you watch Lost.
Lost is a good show. I won't even get into that this
next
week.
Next isn't even on anymore. Sometimes it's on.
Yeah, it got next. It got nexted.
It's not even good. Right, its own show.
Proper English. Show so stupid. Like your mom.
Yeah, whatever.
God.
I got a joke for you.
Now I'm angry.
I got a joke for you.
No, go ahead.
Why do cows have bells?
Why?
Because their horns don't work. Wait, I'm going to put that in. Okay. Oh, yeah.
When did you get a drummer in your room?
I don't know. Just came in.
Anyway.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Who does that song?
That's Usher. That's the guy that seats you down in the theater. Okay. Lil Jon. That's the guy from Robin Hood.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
From Robin Hood. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Ludacris.
Why do they call him Lil Jon when he's really big? I don't get that.
Let's see. Back in my ice cream sandwich days, I'd give you a whole.
Yeah. I'll just say irony.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thanks for excellent. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm part of the show.
Welcome to the Ben Show.
What?
What is this? I'm just kidding.
All right, good. Because I was going to say. And Ludacris.
Ludacris to that?
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
Welcome to the Joe Show.
Oh, wait. Let me add that drum thing in.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one now.
Okay, cool.
We got a phone call.
Yeah, we got a phone call.
We got a phone call at 718-304.
Oh, shit. Don't mess it up. Joe's giving birth. No, Joe's like that guy in Total Recall who has that thing on his stomach. Watto. What was that name?
Watto. That guy's from Star Wars. What do you know?
No, no. Okay, but in Total Recall, that guy
yeah,
had that
baby
about. Thing that, that talked about the future.
I'm a talking baby. You're like the...
What was it called?
I don't remember.
I think it was called Watto.
I think it's called Ryan Carrillo.
I think it was called Watto.
I'm going to look that up. You're like the girl from Total Recall with three boobs.
Awesome. I'm like the guy from Total Recall with three hands.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He didn't have three hands in that movie. No, it was the black guy who had three hands.
I thought he wished he had three hands.
And then he pulled out his third hand.
He did?
His penis. No, no, I think he did, didn't he have three hands? He was the taxi driver, right? The Jamaican taxi driver guy?
What's a Jamaican doing on Mars?
I mean, he wasn't Jamaican.
What is he doing?
All right, anyway, you want to play this voicemail?
Yeah, okay, we do. 718-304-7853.
Oh, and let the listeners know that we actually have a message on there now. It's not, you're not going to get a robot lady talking to you. When you call our phone, it's going to be us.
Because last time we were in the internet... Yeah. That's what we did.
Actually, I have to thank Colleen for letting me know that the voicemail service lets us do that now.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks, Colleen. FluffinBrooklyn.com. Great podcast. Great webcomic. Okay, let's play that voicemail.
Dear Ben and Joe, I live in the South. I save rabbits so they aren't homeless or sick. People do not understand that rabbits are like dogs or cats. They need homes. I have made this my mission in life to rescue rabbits. Starting to wear on my family. I have more than 75 rescued rabbits in our home, and I'm trying to start a nonprofit foundation to save the rabbits. My marriage has started to suffer. My 10-year-old son hates the bunnies, and my 17-year-old daughter has moved out to live with her husband, or her boyfriend. My husband is threatening to leave and hand the rabbits and I over to the authorities. Read your column. I mean, I listen to your podcast all the time and would appreciate any advice. Love, Amber, rabbit lover.
You got any advice for Amber?
I don't know.
Alright, here's my advice.
Lots of rabbits.
Okay, now she loves rabbits.
Bunnies.
Bunnies. She doesn't want to hurt them.
Nope.
So my original idea when I first heard this voicemail message. The soup was one of them.
Okay.
The other one was to chop off their legs and sell them as lucky rabbit feet.
Now, were rabbit feet really rabbit feet?
The one I had like in... You bought at the book fair?
Yeah, the
like
book
Like, your mom
fair.
Gave you $2.
Scholastic comes to your school.
And you
had those little red carts that the books came in. They were, like, unfoldable. They looked like voting booths.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah. And they put a whole bunch of books in there, and your mom gave you some money.
Like, I'm gonna buy Where's Waldo? Yes!
And you come
Fuck
home.
Fuck you, Mom. I'm not reading a book. Where's Waldo?
Were you into that?
Yeah.
Were you into that?
That was an awesome word. All right.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
All right.
We got to help out Amber
first. 10 minutes.
It's okay. We do over 10 minutes over there.
Just letting the listeners know.
Can you say, like, timing
You've
something?
Been listening to this show for 10 minutes. Okay, continue. Sorry.
All right. So here's what I think you should do.
Okay.
First, you get, like, a whole bunch of carrots.
Okay.
Pounds and pounds of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after you're done eating all the carrots, you're going to smell like a big carrot.
Rabbits will eat you.
Rabbits will eat you. And that's how they survive.
Mm.
That's the best I can come up with. And
I just, you know, screw everyone else. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean...
Live with your bunnies.
If your husband doesn't like bunnies...
Just divorce.
Yeah, divorce.
It's always divorce.
Or you take a bunny... You throw it in his face, and you rub it in there until the rabbit either starts scratching at him or he dies.
Ouch.
Kill your husband is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Kill him hard.
Kill him hard. You don't have to take my word for it.
Speaking of books and plastic book orders,
yeah.
Where's Waldo? You're a big guy?
I was a big Where's Waldo guy. Also at the book fair, a lot of Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah?
Yep, buying those books. Still have.
Garfield comics for me.
I did the Calvin Hobbes. Still have all my books.
Love
Bill Watterson. Great illustrator.
Yeah?
Great comic dude.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Where's Waldo author.
No.
I think I didn't have to do anything.
He was an illustrator. And that wasn't Bill Watterson. Bill Watterson did Calvin Hobbes.
Yeah, I know, but I love the Where's Waldo guy.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Did you ever do the one where it's the whole two pages?
Is Waldo.
Is Waldo? Did you ever do that one?
Yeah, but you have to find him without his sock.
Yeah.
I mean, without his shoe. No, it was without his shoe.
Yeah, you didn't have a shoe. That's how you knew it was him.
Yeah, I found him. I even circled his little foot.
You were the one that did that.
Yep.
God, you were such a jerk.
Yep.
Now every time I look at him, I'm like, oh, there he is. Thanks, whoever had this book out last in the ILC. Remember the ILC?
What was the ILC stand for?
I don't know, but we had an ILC and a PLC. You remember that?
I think they were called the library.
No, Lennox School was so motherfucking cool. It was such a bomb.
You just rhymed. School and cool.
That is cool. It was the bomb motherfucking diggity.
Oh.
It was so cool that every time you walked in there,
fireworks went off.
Fireworks.
I was just watching wrestling.
Yeah?
I haven't watched wrestling in a really long time.
We used to be big wrestling guys.
Can't believe we actually liked that. It's crap. It's total crap.
Wrestling is kind of scary because it's the most homoerotic thing in the world. It's like guys wearing Speedos and like rubbing each other for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go watch them wrestling.
They had that guy, Kane,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't have a mask on now.
Yeah, he ditched the mask.
There's like no more coolness
in
like wrestling anymore. There's no guys in rooms yelling at each other.
We've had
which
this
I love.
Debate on the radio.
Also, like, you know, it's all about, like, showing boobs, and naked dudes. It's all about naked dudes now.
Are you complaining about showing boobs?
I'm not, the girls there are just, they're weird. Sorry.
Alright, not everyone's Miss Elizabeth, okay?
Yeah, well, I wish they were.
Well, you're gonna be wishing for a long time because she's dead.
Oh,
you're gonna have to wait till you die before you can see Miss Elizabeth again.
Love that song.
You sick freak.
Bring that song back.
It didn't go anywhere.
Did it?
No, it's still there.
Play that song when I go to sleep at night.
Why? You can't hear it then. You're sleeping.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
So I'll wake up. It'll be like 7 in the morning. I'll wake up.
What time do you wake up?
Beep, 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 beep.
Doom, doom.
Around 8.
Yeah, around 8.
I'm an eater.
You're an eater?
Around there. Eat.
All right. And these... Okay.
How about you?
I'm an early riser because of my profession. I wake up at like 6:30.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes early.
I have to wake up 5:30 when I babysit. I have to leave the house at 6.
Sounds like you have a shitty job.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. You hear that dog barking?
Yeah, I hear
that. That can only mean one thing.
What?
Time to end the show.
Okay. I was going to ask you what you slept in, but we'll save that for next show.
Naked.
You ain't exactly dressed for the occasion. Rocco's Modern Life.
All that show.
Me too.
Bring that show back. You know what? Bring that show back, and instead of the theme song, do this song. Beep, beep.
You know who the jiggiest president is?
Who's the jiggiest president?
Abe Lincoln.
All right. See ya, folks. Call our number. 718. We just gave each other a high five.
Yeah.
718-304-7853.
Or Gmail us. Remember, my birthday's next week, and I want some Gmail birthday cards.
So what's your Gmail address?
It's Joe Ruvolo.
How do you spell that?
J-O-E. R-U-V-O-L-O.
Is that one word?
One word.
I'm sorry, I stepped over you. Do that again.
J-O-E. R-U-V-O-L-O. At?
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Or iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Or I want a kitty.
Oh, Ben.
Give me a kitty.
Ben wants a kitty.
At Gmail. I just type B in my box and it brings up
Ben. Gmail is so cool.
Hey, let's end with that cool thing you showed me.
Yeah, I found this not too long ago. It's NWA. Can't say what that stands for.
N-word with attitude?
Yeah. And it's their song Straight Out of Compton.
Hmm.
But it's like... It's
a lovely song.
It is. It's a great song.
Look out.
No, don't worry about that. And okay. Anyway, so it's that song, but if all the curses were left in, but everything else was taken out.
That's dope, geez.
It's awesome.
Play it.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye. Motherfucking niggas.